Welcome to the show, Machshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Eloi Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, and Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Beit Zadav Chof. The Gemara in Amud Aleph discusses the opinion of Beis Hillel and the argument with Beit Shammai regarding Smicha. And the Gemara says that according to Beis Hillel, you must do Smicha, that's number one. Number two, you have to do Techev L'Smicha Shchita. Smicha needs to be right near the Shchita. And Beit Shammai either hold that there's no need for Smicha, or the whole that smicha doesn't have to be so close to shchita. Now, to understand this machlokes, and maybe just as a preview that we're going to talk about Be'ezer Hashem and a few more mesechtas and meseches chagiga, so the Gemara tells us over here that this machlokes regarding smicha was the first machlokes that Am Yisrael ever had. So to understand this, let's try to focus a little bit. What is smicha all about? Why do we do smicha in the korbanos? The Ramban in beginning of Chumash Vayikra speaks about the idea, the reasoning of the Karbanis. He brings over there the Shita of the Rambam, the whole idea of the Karbanis is to come in uproot of Avodah Zarah, and should be against Avodah Zarah, and the Ramban attacks him, does not like the Pshat at all. And the Ramban brings two explanations. One explanation is Adech HaPshat, where the Ramban says that the Karban represents the human being. And a person, when he brings a Karban, he needs to be Mechaper, on all his averus. So there's three things that a person does for this kapara. He does smicha. Smicha is to be mechaper on his maisim. He does vidui, where he comes and misvada on his averus. He admits to doing something wrong, and that's for the averus he did with his mouth. And then comes the burning of the inside of the behemoth, connected to the machshav of the bad thoughts that a person has. So the pshat is that the idea is the korban represents the human being. And every maisa that we do with the korban is to fix one thing the human being does. So smicha is to fix what a person did, the wrongdoing of a person. The Ramban continues and says something, al derech HaKabbalah. Now, to understand fully what he says, obviously you need much more to be mehayin in it. But the idea that the Ramban brings is the concept that the whole idea of korbanis is to combine everything to be one. And in a simple way, the way the Rikanti explains the Ramban and others, the idea is that this world really is all Echad. Our representation is Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad, everything in the world is Echad. And the way we present that is we take different pe'ulos, different koichos, and combine them together. So one way to bring it out is that a behema, which represents the lower creature, and an Adam, which represents a higher creature, they combine to be one during the time of Hakrovas Karbanis. Because similar to the Derech HaPshat, the Behemoth represents the Adam. The Behemoth being Shechted and going to the Mizbeach is in lieu of the Adam getting punished. So here the Behemoth is replacing an Adam. We have over here a combination of different powers in the world to be one. The Behemoth, which is a lower creature, replaces the Adam, which is a higher creature, showing that everything in the world all combines to be one universe, one place. Everything is Echad. And that's specifically represented in the Karbanis, when you combine all the mitzvos that are revealed in the world to show that everything goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And according to this, this is weird, the Cheskuni says it this way, the smicha, what does the smicha do? The idea of the smicha, according to both pshat of the Ramban, the Derech HaPshat and the Derech HaKabbalah, the idea is the behemoth represents the Adam. So in what way does the Adam give the power, his own power, to the animal? By doing smicha. As we find a smicha of a human being. V'samachta olav. When Moshe Rabbeinu made Yeshua the manik, he gave smicha. When a rabbi becomes a rav, it's called smicha sachami. What's a smicha? Smicha means that a higher authority gives its powers to a lower authority. So when I have a korban, the korban needs to represent the Adam. Either because they're, in a simple understanding, is receiving whatever the Adam needs to receive, or could combine the world to make it Echad, according to Pia Kabbalah. But in both cases, the idea is that the Adam has to give his powers to the animal. That's what smicha does. Smicha is the transferring of these koichos of the Adam to the behemah. So with this, we understand at least the Shita of Beis Hillel. They still say, smicha, you must have smicha. How can an animal represent the Adam if you don't deliver, don't transfer these powers from him to that, for the Adam to Behemoth? And that's why Teichiv L'smicha Shechita, Shechita needs to be right before the Korbanis, because that's how you start the process of the Korban. It's part of the Maisa Korban. That's how you bring a Korban. That's the Shechita of Bizil. Still need to understand the Shechita of Beit Shammai, why this is the first Mechalikus in Yisrael, which Yitzhak Hashem will get back to when we get to Gemara Chagiga. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.